have a little, it's not really a contest. I have a game for you.
Okay.
I'd like to make it into a contest, but I don't have anything to give you. And we don't have listeners that can call in. This would be the perfect thing to do with listeners. So I'm just going to do this with you and pretend like there's a prize at the end.
Okay.
Okay. So the game is called Who is Worth More? And these numbers are according to Forbes and CelebrityNetWorth.com. So I'm going to give you
completely right. Every answer will be perfect.
Okay. Let's see. I'm going to give you two celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
And you tell me which one of them has more money.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Your first two, John Mellencamp or John Cryer?
Mellencamp.
You think Mellencamp has more money than John Cryer?
Yep. Guaranteed.
You would be wrong. You would be wrong, my friend.
No, that's impossible.
John Cryer.
Mellencamp money.
Okay. John Mellencamp is worth $30 million, which is a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
John Cryer is worth $70 million. Again, this is according to Forbes and CelebrityNetWorth.com.
He's got Jack and Diane money. When you write that Jack and Diane, that's money in the bank. You can cash that check anytime you want.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote Little Pink Houses for you and me.
Mm-hmm. I get that. But John Cryer made all of his money on Two and a Half Men. And then
I forgot he was on that stupid show.
Yes, Two and a Half Men, where he made a lot of money. And then all those movies he made in the 80s and 90s, he was smart. He got paid for those. Plus, he still gets paid for those.
Mm.
Yeah.
Two and a half men money. That makes more sense. Okay.
Yeah.
I had forgotten that.
Yeah. His net worth is definitely up there.
Give me the next one.
Adam Levine or Avril Levine?
Oh, Adam. By far. He can buy and sell her.
It's funny you would say that because he is worth twice as much as she is worth.
She's got Chad Kroeger money.
Right.
But he's got spinning the chair money. He's got voice money.
Right.
And, you know, he's written way more mini hits.
He's worth $120 million. Avril Lavigne is worth $60 million.
I don't know how she's worth $60 million. She had two hits. That's Chad Kroeger money.
That's Kroeger money.
That's Nickelback money right there.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it is, too. Okay, who is worth more, Tom Jones or Tom Brady?
Brady. By far.
Nope. You are wrong.
No.
Tom Brady is worth $200 million. Tom Jones is worth $250 million.
How is that possible? It's not unusual to not make that much money.
I think most of his money is from movies, tours. He's got a lot of songs, by the way. He's got a bunch of songs, but he still is on tour.
His Vegas stints.
Yeah, his Vegas stints are worth a lot of money. So let's see. He's sold more than 100 million records. He's had 36 of the top 40 hits, like number one hits. In the UK. Remember, this is a lot of this is UK money as well. Oh, I'm sorry. He's also on The Voice UK.
Which I didn't realize. Brady's got seven rings.
Which is why he's worth $200 million, which is a lot of money.
Okay.
But Tom Jones.
I don't believe that, but okay.
Okay, so let them know at Forbes that you don't agree.
I don't
with
agree.
That.
Get them both on the phone right now. I want to see who can buy and sell who.
No, I'm just listen. Tom Brady is worth $200 million. That's a lot of money. But Tom Jones is worth $250 million.
Okay. Give me the next one.
Okay. Next one on our list. Who is worth more? This is a good one. Charlie Sheen or his brother, Emilio Estevez?
Emilio.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Charlie had issues. Half of his money went in his nose.
That's right. Exactly. Charlie Sheen is now worth $10 million. Emilio Estevez is worth $18 million because he made $3 million off the Mighty Ducks TV show that he's doing for Disney or whatever. So that's just that's $3 million right there.
Mm.
Plus, he's been working pretty steadily as a director. And then he was smart enough because his father is Martin Sheen. He was smart enough for all those movies that he did in the 80s, St. Elmo's Fire, Breakfast Club. To get a piece of those movies.
But who has tiger blood?
Charlie Sheen has more tiger blood.
He's got tiger blood, so he wins. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Who is worth more of the celebrity messes, Lindsay Lohan or Amanda Bynes?
Lindsay Lohan.
You think Lindsay Lohan's worth more than Amanda Bynes?
Yes.
You would be wrong.
Really?
Amanda Bynes is worth $3 million. Lindsay Lohan is worth $500,000.
That's it?
She doesn't have a lot of money.
What happened to Herbie money?
She wasn't making that much money back then. They didn't make that much money back then. She wasn't, she was a kid.
Still, she had to get paid for Herbie. Herbie was a payday. You're not doing that movie unless you're cashing checks.
That money's long gone. Right now, in 2021, Lindsay Lohan is worth $500,000. Amanda Bynes is worth $3 million.
That's crazy.
Yep. Who's worth more, Meg Ryan or Ryan Gosling?
Ryan Gosling.
Meg Ryan.
Really? I suck at this. Well, she's got Mellencamp money.
Right. Well, no, they never got married. They were just dating.
Still, she probably has access. She probably knows his PIN number.
No. No. She has When Harry Met Sally money. She has Sleepless in Seattle money. Remember, she was a huge star when she was a star. She's worth $85 million. Wow. Ryan Gosling is worth $70 million, which is still a lot.
Rom-coms pay.
$85 million.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yep. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Who's worth more, Mark Hamill or Carrie Fisher? Two Star Wars people.
Mark. Because he does Joker voice. He gets cartoon money.
Mm-hmm. Carrie Fisher is worth $25 million. Mark Hamill is worth $6
million. Really?
So she's worth a lot more.
Well, she's dead too. So
she was an author. She wrote a lot of books. She did a voice on Family Guy. Remember, she was Angela on Family Guy.
I know, but he was the Joker.
It doesn't matter. She wrote. Look at all those movies that she wrote.
Hmm.
So she has screenwriter money as well. Right. So yeah, Carrie Fisher was worth way more. Okay, from Cheers, who's worth more, Ted Danson or Kirstie Alley?
Ted.
Finally, you got one right.
Ah.
Yep. Yeah. He's worth twice as much as she is. Yeah. He is worth $80 million. Kirstie Alley is worth $40 million, which how is she worth $40 million? But I guess the Look Who's Talking movies
franchise
maybe?
Right there. And she was in a couple of movies. And I think, didn't she get a Weight Watchers
deal? Yeah, probably.
Too?
Yeah. Reality show, maybe. I don't know. But she's worth half of what he's worth.
Hmm.
Okay. Who made more from American Idol? Was it Jennifer Lopez or Katy Perry?
Katy Perry.
Right. Katy Perry, $25 million. Jennifer Lopez, $17.5 million.
Yeah, because Katy got the biggest contract American Idol has put out.
Right.
So.
Right.
And she ain't doing that show for free. She got a lot going on.
Right. That's true. All right. So in the world of divas, let's go with little older divas. Who is worth more, Cher or Bette Midler?
Cher.
Yep.
Cher
is worth.
Cher money.
Are you ready for this? Cher is worth $360 million.
Yeah. I mean, because when she goes on the road, she sells out. I mean, when's the last time Bette was on the road? She wasn't. It's been a long time.
Well, Bette Midler's worth $250 million.
That's a lot of Jack, but that's not Sonny and Cher money either.
Right. Yeah. Cher has Sonny and Cher money, which is $360 million. That's crazy.
That's nuts.
Okay, so in the world of country, who is worth more, Dolly Parton or Garth Brooks?
Oh, Dolly.
Yep.
She got Dollywood.
Yeah.
She got nine to five money. Garth has hits, but Dolly's got Dollywood. Dolly's got 9 to 5. Dolly's got big boobs.
More than that, Dolly Parton has written a lot of music for other people. You'd be surprised how many songs that people made famous, and you find out Dolly Parton is the person who wrote the song and has the publishing rights and all that. Dolly Parton is worth $600 million.
Wow.
Yeah. But Garth Brooks is worth $400 million.
Yeah, he's got hits, but he doesn't have I Will Always Love You money.
I sent you some audio. And I want you to play the audio for a second because I want to remind people in case they don't know who Jamie Gertz is. But we got to talk about Seinfeld for a second, and specifically Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Jerry Seinfeld, and Jamie Gertz. It's a weird combo, but there's a reason I'm asking you.
What just happened to me in the bathroom?
I mean, okay. A person needs this is Jamie a certain Gertz. Amount of toilet paper to be covered. Huh? I simply could not spare it. This woman just didn't get it. She kept harassing me. Three squares.
Okay, now, if you're a Seinfeld fan, you remember, like, can you spare a square?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was the big, that was the line. You can't spare a square. Julia Louis-Dreyfus is in a stall. Jamie Gertz is in the other stall. Julia Louis-Dreyfus asked her for toilet paper. Jamie Gertz says, no, I can't spare a square. And that became like a thing. Mm-hmm. It was like a Seinfeld thing. So those three people that you just saw, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, who's, let me remind you, whose family are the Dreyfus funds, the hedge fund, you know, whatever, the investment, the insurance people, whatever. That's her family. Jerry Seinfeld, who owned everything about Seinfeld, and as we know, made a lot of money. And Jamie Gertz, who is an actress who was in Seinfeld, but was also in Lost Boys, Twister, and a couple of other movies. Of the three of them, who is worth the most?
It's going to have to be Jamie Gertz, because you would think Seinfeld is the biggest, because he got Seinfeld money.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason why you would bring her up is because she's got to have money somehow.
Or I'm just screwing with you to make you get this question wrong.
No, you're not screwing with me. No. She made a shit ton of money from Twister.
Okay, she didn't.
Okay.
But she is worth more than Jerry Seinfeld and Julia Louis-Dreyfus combined.
How is that possible?
Hang on. Jerry Seinfeld is worth $950 million. Mm-hmm. That's how much he's worth. Comedians in Cars, his stand-up, all of his stand-up specials for Netflix.
The rights alone Seinfeld. For Seinfeld. Yeah.
Yeah. Everything that he owns, he is worth $950 million. Julia Louis-Dreyfus, who, again, is from the Dreyfus family, who made some money off of Seinfeld, but a lot of money off of the Christine show that she did, the whatever new life of old Christine, and Veep. She is worth $250 million, which is a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Jamie Gertz is the celebrity at the top of the food chain. There is no celebrity. There's no actor living right now who is worth more money than Jamie Gertz. Jamie Gertz is worth $3 billion.
That's not Lost Boys money.
Nope, it's not Lost Boys money. Jamie Gertz and her husband bought a basketball team.
Oh, which team?
Atlanta? Yes, the Atlanta Hawks. That's it.
Yeah, and they were one game away from the championship. So that team makes a lot of money.
Right. So she is worth $3 billion.
That's
$3 billion.
Crazy.
Yeah. So when you look at lists of actors that are worth the most money, you'll see on the list, you'll see, like, you know, in the top 20, you'll get Brad Pitt and Tom Hanks and Jack Nicholson. And you'll be like, yeah. The very top, number one, is Jamie Gertz.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I thought you'd appreciate that.
And she was like the fourth biller on Twister. She wasn't even the top biller on you had Helen Hunt and everybody else before her on that movie.
Right. Like, if I had to remind you who Jamie Gertz was. If I said Jamie Gertz, you wouldn't be, you'd be like, I don't know who that is.
The chick from Lost Boys. That's all you have to say.
Yeah, the chick from Lost Boys is worth the most money out of everybody in Hollywood who is out there. Clint Eastwood, who's out there directing and acting. He's worth, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars. Jamie Gertz, way more.
How about Corey Feldman? You didn't even bring him up. Where is he on the list? He's got to have more. Okay, Corey Feldman or Avril Lavigne, who's got more money?
Probably Avril Lavigne.